What is up, Arisen Nation? It's Sam here, and today I have something super awesome to share with you. I don't know what the title is, but I just want to go with the flow. So let's just cue in the theme song and we rock. So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back. And I'm super stoked for this very episode for the single reason of it's been one single influence in my life that has, you know, projected me into, you know, what I am today. You know, I'm not saying I've accomplished much, but looking like 3 years, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, oh my gosh, there has been so much of a difference. And the reason, the sole reason, the only one reason, is because of this concept I'm going to talk about. Okay, if you stick with me to the very episode, you'd get an invite to also join me, and 80 other people inside an exclusive private group where we share things like this. And as a matter of fact, what I'm going to talk about today, I talked about it inside of the group. That is where I share my random thoughts, like right on the get-go, right? And so if you want to join, stick to the end and then you know how to join the group. But basically, this episode is basically about value. And I know you've heard the word value, and you're so tired, like you don't seem to understand why people keep mentioning value. And I get it. Like, you know, 3 years ago I was also in the same spot. Why are people talking about value? Why are these people, like, it's not so tangible, but why do they keep talking about it? But today I just don't want to talk about value. I want to talk about two types of value. Now, the reason people, very super, super successful talk about, value is because it's the currency. It's why, the only reason why we exchange money for something, or we exchange something for something, is value, right? Like, just think about it. You go for a show, right? You go for a musical concert, you pay for a ticket. The ticket you paid for is the value of the show you are attending, right? And that is why some shows are like 50 cedis, some shows are 100 cedis, some shows are 500 cedis, right? You should ask yourself, why is there a difference in price? And if, you know, they are all musicians going to come in, or they are all just, you know, so that's where I want to drive, the topic for today, the difference between the two values, why some values are higher, some values are lower. But first off, I want to drive home. I want you to understand that the reason we make money is because of value, right? If you look at the big hitters, those who have made super, those who have made Uber, those who have made so much money in the marketplace, like if you look at the brilliant people like Bill Gates, like the I just can't think of names right now, but the Amazons, the Jack Ma's, all these people have been, the only difference between them and ourselves is that they have been able to figure out what value they can give to the marketplace. And the marketplace was like, you know what, this is so super valuable, so why don't we exchange our monies for this value? And that was how they became like these billionaires we know today. But it all starts from the value. But I want to go a bit further to, you know, talk about what I call like the two types of values, right? Now, as I said early on, some people, how we value stuff, it's very, very relative to what our wants and what our needs are, right? Some people wouldn't mind, you know, spending three times the actual amount of money on something valuable if they get an exclusive, proposition around it, right? Like, for example, if you see if you're going to watch a show, right, you're going to watch a concert. So, you know, typically there's a VIP spot and then there's the normal spot, right? If you go to maybe it's a conference, right, there's a VIP, you know, tickets, and also there's a normal, you know, price, normal seating tickets, right? And you ask yourself why it's there, you know, huge difference, sometimes 3, 4, 5 times the price of the, you know, the VIP price is typically like sometimes 2, 3, 5 times the price of the average, you know, normal setting. And the reason is the value, right? If you look at airplanes, like, I'm trying to give examples so it starts, you know, start to make sense for you, right? If you look at the airplane, the economy class, right? The economy class, it's, you know, if the economy class is $1,000, I bet you the VIP class is like 3,000 or 4,000, right? It's typically 2, 3, 4 times the price. And the difference is the intrinsic value. And this brings us to the difference between the two types of value, right? There's extrinsic value and then intrinsic value. Now, what do I mean by extrinsic value? Extrinsic value is kind of like, you know, the outside, you know, you don't have to talk about it kind of, or type of value, right? Like, for example, you buy me an iPhone, right? I'm recording this on an iPhone. You buy me an iPhone and you tell me, you know what, this is a gift for you, right? And I go like, yay, thank you so much, right? That is the extrinsic value. Now, if you go further to tell me how expensive the iPhone is, if you go further to tell me how much, you know, you went, you know, what you went through to get me the iPhone, I'll be able to appreciate it so much so that, you know, I feel this is more like a huge gift to me, right? Let me give you an example, right? So on the podcast, right, I tend to invite lots of millionaires, and it's very difficult to get these people sometimes, right? And so what I decided to do was to try to pitch all these people who I want them to be on this show, and I want to relate it to the difference between extrinsic value and an intrinsic value. Now, with extrinsic value, what I did was, you know, what I wanted to convey to these, you know, millionaires was that, you know, if you come to my show, you're going to teach a lot of people, you're going to impact a lot of lives, you're going to, you know, you are going to know my audience are going to know you and stuff like that, right? And that was the extrinsic value. And you know, for the average person, right, the extrinsic value is kind of like, you know what, I already know this, you know that, right? I already know this. But the intrinsic value is the uncommunicated, like the part where we don't, it's the reason why we do stuff, it's the reason we buy stuff, it's the reason why we do things out of the norm, right? And so what you want to be doing is, so what I decided to do was to rather communicate the intrinsic value of they coming on the podcast, right? And so what I told them was that, you know what, I know, you know, you are someone who likes to change lives, who likes to impact people. Why don't you come on my show and you are personally going to touch these people, and at the end of the day, they are going to be buying your products, right? Now, that is something that we call the intrinsic value. The intrinsic value is kind of like the uncommunicated. It's kind of like a silent, part of the value proposition you have in the first place. But it's rarely, rarely talked about because most people see the extrinsic value. Okay, most people talk about like the extrinsic value. Like, you know, if you're going to buy a laptop, right? I have a laptop right in front of me right now. You're going to buy a laptop, and then they ask you, and then you ask the vendor, right? You ask the vendor, what's the, you know, capacity of the laptop? And it says 500 gig. It's a 4 gig RAM. It has, you know, one megapixel front camera. It has that, right? Now, those things that you heard me say right now are what we call the extrinsic value. Now, the intrinsic value is, you know, what the laptop will make you feel. after, if you have a 500 gig memory, what would it do for you? A 500 gig memory would help you to, you know, save all your files so you don't, you know, misplace all, you know, all your files. You know, it can give you larger memory capacity so that you can be able to do X, Y, and Z. So you can be able to, you know, store all your files so you don't, you know, misplace them, right? The megapixel can give you, you know, lots of video quality, so you can be, you know, when you have any Skype, you know, when you have any Skype interviews or, you know, video conferences and stuff like that, your quality would be high, and then people would think, you know, you are really cool, right? I'm just, you know, talking just randomly, but you know, you get what the point I'm trying to drive home. The point I'm trying to drive home is that, you know, the reason we actually succumb to, you know, things, is because of the intrinsic value. Now, if you look at the difference between how, you know, the extrinsic value for the laptop and the intrinsic value for the laptop, how I was able to, you know, convey it out, you realize that we buy stuff because of the intrinsic value, right? Let me give an example. Like, you want to, maybe you have a dream job, right? You've been always thinking about, you know, your dream job and stuff like that, and you finally go into an interview, right? The reason people don't pass their interviews is because they are so focused on their extrinsic value. To the extent that this, what they always talk about, you know, oh, I'm a hardworking person, you know, especially from the series, right? I'm a hardworking person. I do this, I do that. I'm a team player. I'm a dart, and it's crap, right? Because think about it. 10 other people who are interviewing with you are also going to say the same thing. So what makes you stand out? It's the intrinsic value. The intrinsic value you have inside, deep inside you, that most people don't talk about, is what will get people, you know, to be able to appreciate the value you bring up front, right? And so I hope I've given so much explanations to the difference between extrinsic value and intrinsic value, because I feel the difference, people are not getting what they want because they still don't see the difference between the extrinsic value and the intrinsic value of a value proposition, right? First off, to summarize, first off, we know that value is the reason we do stuff, right? Value is the reason we do stuff. And so the more value you bring to the marketplace, the more money you make. It's you know, it's kind of like, it's not rocket science. It's just, you know, bringing more value and then we pay you more. Simple as that, right? Now, in order for you to communicate the value so much so that your value would seem or would apparently be so much higher, is you being able to harness the power of the value you're bringing as having an intrinsic property inside of it, right? The intrinsic property of a value is something that, you know, it's not easily communicated, but if you try as much as possible to find that intrinsic value inside of what you are looking to provide to the marketplace or whatever it is, you'll be able to, you know, get people to ride on your value and as a result, make more money. And so today, what I encourage you to do is start thinking as, you know, whatever you are looking to do, think through what is the intrinsic value. What is the intrinsic value? Keep writing and write. And one secret I do is I always ask the benefit of the benefit, right? The benefit, like for example, with the laptop, you know, what's the specs of the laptop? It's like 500 gig. What can it do for me, right? What's the benefit of having a 500 gig laptop? So that's X, Y, and Z, right? And so when you are able to discover the benefits of the benefits, then you are more than likely closer to getting through with the intrinsic value. Okay. I hope I've given so much examples and for you to be able to rationalize and then see how important this is, because I feel most people don't get it, right? Like, you have a CV, you're going for a job interview, or you're looking to network with someone big, or you're looking to do something. Like, always think through the intrinsic value. What can you give up front? What can you, you know, give that, you know, will make you so unique, right? That the person that is receiving the value be like, oh my gosh, I haven't thought of, you know, investing into you. I've not thought of buying your product, or I've never thought of buying your service until now, right? And yeah, if you think about it, they actually make people say yes to you every now and then. Like, it's like, it's kind of like, for me, I always say it would be very difficult for me for someone to say, you know, no to me. Of course, like, you know, there are times when, you know, a no is, you know, you can never prevent a no. But, you know, what I'm trying to say is that if you're able to follow this, you know, difference between extrinsic value and then intrinsic value, what will happen is that you'll be able to turn a lot of no's to yeses and some no's into maybes, right? So I hope this very episode helps you to actually make more wins, make more gains, and make, you know, whatever a win is for you, whether money, more career, more whatever, you know, you can also apply it to your dating life. It works, right? It works. Let the guy or let the girl see the intrinsic value of dating you, and I bet you it's definitely going to be a yes. But I'm not a dating expert. Thanks so much for tuning in on this episode. I really, really do appreciate you listening every single week. It means a whole lot to me. And as I said in the beginning of the episode, we have launched a group called Living the Arisen Life online. And this group, oh my gosh, it's where I am going to, when immediately we get to 100 members, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be inviting all my mentors. I'm going to be sharing the intrinsic value of they coming on the episode, right? I mean, they coming on the inside the group to share whatever they have, what, you know, how they've been able to impact me. I'm going to let them, you know, share all these things. And and also, you know, I'm inviting you as well. If you're already not on the inside the group, I'm inviting you to join the group, because, you know, it's where we can learn, share ideas, you know, network and stuff like that, right? And so I do hope that, you know, you consider joining the group, because that is where, you know, lives are being changed. So if you're interested, please head over to Living the Arisen Life online, livingthearisenlife.online. Right. And then it'll just redirect you to a Facebook group. And on the Facebook group, you know, you are going to have a series of questions that we ask you. Now, we have over 100 and, you know, 80 people who are looking to join the group and who haven't been added yet. And the reason is that they haven't answered the questions. if you had joined all these people, it would have amounted to almost 300 people in the group. But, you know, what I want to do is I want to bring in very quality people. And if you can answer simple three questions about why you want to join the group, and I don't think it's important for you to even ask in the first place, because I want high quality people inside the group so we can be able to change. Like, because I've seen a lot of groups where, you know, it's just, you know, random people joining in and it's just the numbers and not, you know, the quality behind it. And so if this is something you really want to network with and find people around your circle, I mean, find people, like-minded people like you yourself, so that you can be able to change lives together, make more money and make more impacts, then consider joining the group, livingthearisenlife.online. And thanks so much and have a blessed week. Bye. Ooh, wasn't that awesome? But I'm sure you've heard this quote before. You are the average of the five people you hang around with, right? You see, I'm very intentional with the people I watch, the people I talk to, the people I listen to, and the people I get advice from. The knowledge I possess right now is as a result of the connections and associations I've made with these past years. In fact, I can account my knowledge and business to a few elite groups I'm part of. For a while now, I've been wondering if there are other elite entrepreneurial-focused groups on social media in Ghana. And to my surprise, almost all the groups I joined were platforms for a bunch of unskilled marketers and business owners who did nothing but only promote their products and services all day. Or they talked about what's new in politics and football, or the hottest number prior to win the lottery. As frustrating as that could be, I never got value from all these groups, so I booted myself out of them quickly. Then I had an idea. What if I created the kind of group on Facebook where real value is shared within the community, so we can impact ourselves together, make money together, share our wins and losses together, and together make the world a better place? So I did. And we are calling it Living the Arisen Life Online. This is a group on Facebook where dreams come to life, exponential growth is experienced, and lives are imparted. You wanna join? head over to www.livingthearisenlife.online, www.livingthearisenlife.online, and I'll see you on the inside. And as always, don't forget to stay arisen.